This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Children are very curious, and technologically speaking, they are very skillful. And this is one of the reasons why they made their ways to online pornography at a very, very young age. The average age at which a child in the UK first uses internet is 8. And the majority of these children access internet in their bedroom without parents or any adult present. Little wonder why 58% of children aged 14 to 17 have already watched pornography without the knowledge of the parents on their smartphones, magazines, on TVs, in the movies, and of course on million other websites available on the internet. And as much as it is the responsibility of parents to provide what is necessary to protect their children from falling victims to these websites, it is also the responsibility of educational institutes and schools to educate, to raise awareness about the harmful impact of pornography. Welcome back, everyone. You're watching Pandemic, simplifying academic research about the harmful impact of pornography. One of the things that I'm very passionate about is to provide this part of education in order to protect our children from falling victims to the dangerous impact of pornography, because young generations are the future of all nations. There is no question about that. The study at hand took place in the UK and it is titled Online Pornography. Should schools be teaching young people about the risks and exploration of the views of young people and teaching professionals? The study had targeted students in various schools as well as staff members and teachers in those same schools. And the aim of the research was to answer the following three questions. Number one, do young people really access pornography? Do they? Number two, how do they perceive it to affect them? And number three, do they think that schools should be teaching about the potential harms of pornography? Now listen to this. 39 secondary schools in London were contacted to participate and take part in this anonymous survey. 14 of them, 14 schools declined to take any part in that research. Few schools apologized due to time constraints and other excuses, and 20 schools did not even reply to that request. Only five. Five schools out of 39 agreed to participate and take part of that research. And that tells you that we are not doing enough to protect our children within these respectable institutions. And finally, a total of 218 students have taken part in this very interesting study. 173 girls and 45 boys. On the top of that, 23 staff members and teachers also participated and responded to the same set of questions that were posed to students. 15 females and 8 males. And here is the finding. Responding to the first question of the survey, are young people viewing sexually explicit media? That's pornography, by the way. 65.9% of total students said yes, they have viewed pornography, with boys being 5.9 times more likely to have watched pornography than girls. How about staff members? They too believe that young people do access pornography, with boys more likely to access these content than girls. Staff members also added that most likely young people would view pornography for the following three reasons. Number one, information. They wanted to know about sex. And since that part of education is almost absent in our homes and in our schools, where do they go? Pornography. Number two, curiosity. We already mentioned earlier, they are curious by nature. They wanted to know. And because we have not provided a safe space for them to discuss these issues openly, where do they go? Once again, pornography. And thirdly, by accident, the pop-up ads, misspelling one word and the like. Therefore, parents and educationists, we should be on the top of the game of raising awareness and proper education about the harmful impacts of pornography. That's why in the same study, when young people were asked whether the parents filter the internet or monitor their behavior online, 82.1% responded that there was no filtering and the parents didn't monitor their online behavior whatsoever. And 86.2% said that there was no restriction regarding time access to technology and internet. On the other side, staff members thought that parents probably are filtering their children's devices and putting some restrictions and policies in place. They were mistaken. That's why we can never emphasize enough the importance of bringing that part of education into our schools. Responding to the second question, how do young people feel about viewing online sexually explicit media? And from here, we may sense the danger. 42% of young girls, 42.8% of them said that viewing online pornography did not bother them at all. And 37.3% of boys said that they were excited. But when they were asked, is viewing online pornography perceived to be negative? 76% of them agree or strongly agree to that fact, that pornography is something negative. So they know that pornography is harmful, but they're not properly guided. And finally, the third question of the survey was, what should the role of schools be in educating about online sexually explicit media? The majority of young people, 62.3%, agreed that schools should be teaching about the harmful and negative impacts of pornography. And all staff members, with no exception, were in favor of schools addressing the issue of the potential harms of pornography. They just needed the necessary training. That's it for today. Don't forget to download the entire study from the description below. Comment on the video. Subscribe to our channel. Don't forget, subscribe to our channel. And we'll see you next Thursday, 8 p.m. Perth time. Stay aware and stay safe.